You're listening to the Texas Standard.
A 6'4", 250-pound college football player is accused by two women of sexual assault. Out on bond, University of South Florida finds he did indeed violate school policies regarding consent, and he's expelled from campus. But it's not the end of his college football career. Instead, a year later, while still facing potentially decades behind bars, Ladarius Jackson is playing for Tennessee State. His story is far from unique. In fact, a new investigation finds the practice of transferring student-athletes previously disciplined for sexual offenses at schools across the nation, Texas included. It dubs the practice the Predator Pipeline. Kenny Jacoby is an investigative data reporter for USA Today. Kenny, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.
The point that you're making here with this story, it seems, is that there are many ways that college athletes can lose their NCAA credibility or eligibility, but sexual assault is not one of them. Why?
The NCAA has essentially deferred to the institutions themselves to take action against student athletes who commit sexual violence. But while a university can, you know, suspend or expel an athlete it finds responsible, nothing stops that athlete from then transferring elsewhere, where his sanctions essentially disappear. And as for why the NCAA hasn't taken action to prevent that from happening, it's really anyone's guess. A handful of conferences and schools have taken action on their own, but there's no association-wide rules.
You write that there are more than 30 NCAA players who've been transferred to other college athletic programs despite being found responsible for sexual offenses by the previous institutions. Could you give us some examples other than the one that we mentioned there of Ladarius Jackson?
There's one player who is started at University of Oregon. His name is Tristan Wallace. And within Tristan's first 4 months on the Oregon campus, two female students accused him of rape. Oregon found him responsible in both cases and actually expelled him twice and found his conduct to be so severe that it marked his transcripts with the words expelled for sexual misconduct. So anybody who was considering accepting him into their school would know of his past conduct. Yet that didn't stop Tristan from transferring to Prairie View A&M University near Houston, Texas, where he's played the last 2 years as a Division I football player.
Ultimately, who is this on? The player, the university, the NCAA?
Well, I would say first and foremost, it's on the universities and the coaches for knowingly bringing these players onto campus. And in some cases, as they will tell you, unknowingly. In many instances, we were the first ones to apparently notify them that somebody on their roster had a sexual assault in his past.
I'm sorry, let me stop there. How is that possible? Aren't transcripts and that sort of thing required to make a transfer?
Typically, transcripts are required, but transcripts don't always note previous conduct offenses. In fact, probably a minority of the time they do. And when coaches are vetting these recruits, typically all they do is talk to a former coach of his and get a character reference. But in many of these cases, these coaches aren't providing all the information and telling them that, hey, this person was found responsible in a Title IX case. There's also a form that schools use called a tracer, which asks questions about past disciplinary actions. Mm-hmm. But the question is also so narrowly worded that it fails to capture a lot of past disciplinary offenses. And so some schools told us that the tracers came back clean, even though the student athlete did have a disciplinary action in his past.
Did any of the schools that you contacted say that they were going to investigate further or in fact drop the players that they had added?
So some said that they were going to investigate further. One of them was the University of North Texas after we notified them that a football player on its roster had been found responsible for sexual misconduct back at his previous Division I school. But they have not said that the athlete has been removed from the team. In fact, he remains on the roster. And in other such cases as well, we were told we're going to look into this. And then sure enough, a few weeks later, the athlete is back on the field.
Kenny Jacoby is an investigative data reporter for USA Today. We will link to his story at texasstandard.org. Kenny, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.